This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
On ABC Radio Canberra, my name's Paula Kruger. I did promise you that you'll be hearing, well, see, this is a sound that could probably help you stay cool. You'll be hearing frogs. What is that? That's actually a frog croaking. But what kind of frog? Well, the Frog ID app from the Australian Museum. Well, it was launched 3 years ago, and it's to collect frog noises from around Australia. And the whole idea is that it'll help scientists track where the amphibians live and give us a rough idea of numbers. Well, Dr. Jody Rowley is a frog biologist at the Australian Museum, and she is with you now. Jody, thank you so much for joining us on a very hot day. Nothing makes you feel cooler than hearing the sound of a frog. Is that your experience?
Well, frogs know when rain's coming, so when you hear a lot of frogs, that is hopefully the sign of a cool change to come.
Now tell me about this Frog ID app. Exactly how does it work?
So it's a free app for your smartphone, either Android or your iPhone, so you can just download that from the Google Play or from the Apple Store. And then it's a field guide, so you can learn all about your local frogs, you can play their calls, you can see them. But the main thing is it's an app for science. So it's a tool to let you not only understand your local frogs, learn which ones live around you, but contribute, record the calls of frogs whenever you hear them, and map where frogs are, when they're calling, and help us understand how frogs are doing and what we need to do to save them.
How successful has the app been?
Absolutely amazing. So I think this weekend we are going to hit 100,000 recordings submitted across Australia, which has resulted in about 150,000 records of frogs.
Wait, say that number again. Jody,
100,000. 100,000 recordings. I know. Admittedly, some of those are crickets, and some of them have more than one frog species calling in them. So overall, we're almost at 100,000 calls or recordings submitted, resulting in 150,000 frog records. And it was November 2017, so it's actually only a little bit over 2 years that we've been going. And so Australia is clearly on board. We have so far documented 193 out of the 241 species that we have in Australia. And we're learning so much about Australia's frogs. And that's just because of everyday people out there recording frogs whenever they hear them.
Have there been any surprises in that research that you've done looking into that 193?
Yeah, actually, particularly in relation to the frog that you just played, the green tree frog there, that sort of frog, that used to be really, really common in Sydney. And, you know, there's records, people saying they're all over places like Mossman and, quite in the middle of the city. And for a while, we've been sort of anecdotally kind of thinking, oh, look, I actually don't think I see green tree frogs, what's going on. But it was really apparent just in the first year of Frog ID that the green tree frog has all but disappeared from the Sydney area, which is really, really sad. And so it's hanging on the edges, but I don't think it likes the kind of habitat that we create. And that's the biggest problem for frogs globally, is that they might like living in sort of messy, flooded bits, drainage ditches and things that maybe don't look as good as we would like. And so they tend to not do as well in cities. Some frogs do, but other frog species don't.
Now, it is quite a majestic rumble that he has. I might just have another quick listen. Jody, he sounds really impressive. How does he look?
He's the iconic green tree frog of Australia. He's also got another common name, that's the dunny frog, because they tend to be the frog that hangs out in the toilet in the outback and things like that, in really dry places. Frogs are not silly. They know where the water is. Those guys can climb and they can squish through pretty small places as well. So you'll often find them as perhaps unwanted toilet guests.
Now, can you tell us a bit about the impact of the drought and also... also about, because we're so concerned about the impacts on frogs, in bushfire hit areas. So, firstly, with the drought, how has that affected the populations?
Well, we really don't know yet. It is too early, but we certainly know that throughout November and December, the number of recordings that we were getting across most of Australia, the vast majority of Australia, especially Canberra and New South Wales, really, really low, lower than any other year, and people commenting that the frogs just weren't calling. And when frogs aren't calling, they're not breeding as well. So it is really worrying if that goes on for a long time. And now, of course, with the fires, we don't yet really understand how frogs cope with these kind of fires, especially after drought. And so what we're really begging everyone, now we've got over 2 years of data of sort of, you know, pre-fires and before the drought got, you know, really severe, we want to now understand how the frogs are doing now, hopefully how they're recovering, or which species may be not doing as well as others and need some help, because there's a lot of frog species that only occur in relatively small areas. And so things like fire can have really detrimental impacts, especially if they're already struggling from drought.
So you're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and with you is Dr. Jodie Rowley, who is a frog biologist at the Australian Museum. So Jodie, can I just get you to repeat the name of the app? We've actually got quite a bit of interest on our text line. What's the name of the app again?
It's Frog ID. So you can also go to frogid.net.au and learn a little bit more about it. But if you search for Frog ID on your phone and the app, you should be able to find that. Download it. It's free. It's got heaps of cool information about frogs. It's a live sort of field guide. But the real thing is to register and then press record. So you don't need to get your feet wet. You don't need to see the frog every time you hear something. And so the kind of frogs that you tend to get in the ACT, the number one frog is Crinia signifera. It's a common eastern froglet. So they do a little sort of rant, 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 rant. And they're mostly in the winter, the cooler months. So they probably wouldn't love it now. And the spotted marsh frog, which sounds like a little machine gun, sort of like so you'll hear all sorts of frogs, and we're hoping that we do hear all sorts of frogs once it's safe to sort of get into burnt areas and see how the frogs are doing after rain. You know, the first few hours after dark are the best times. We really need to understand how frogs are coping, and they're really good sensitive indicators of environmental change, and so it will help us monitor the health of our whole ecosystems.
Dr. Jodie Rowley, do people in your line of work get really good at frog impersonations?
They get very good at identifying the frog calling, because we actually listen to every single one of those recordings that are submitted, and we're all experts in identifying frogs calling, so it will click which ones, you know, and identify them for you, and you'll get an email telling you what frogs in your recording. Some people have more shame than others. I'm definitely willing to do a good frog impersonation at the drop of a hat.
We noticed. And thank you so much for telling us about the app and its success. And it's so good to hear that it's doing so well. That's Dr. Jodie Rowley. She is a frog biologist telling us about the Frog ID app.